The Department of Community Health, or DCH, administers the state Medicaid program, Peach Care for Kids, and the state employee health plan. All in all, it helps manage health care for 1 in 4 Georgians. Commissioner Cook could not be reached for this story, but Governor Nathan Deal's spokesman, Brian Robinson, said Cook wanted the Secretary of the State Senate position.
It was a job that was appealing to David, and he pursued it, and that ended up working out. Of course, David has a history with the Senate. He worked there before he was Governor Deal's first congressional chief of staff, so there's a history there with him and a sort of return to that home.
To fill Cook's position, Deal is tapping Clyde Reese, the current head of the Department of Human Services, which oversees child welfare and support services, among other programs. Robinson touted Reese's experience, which includes a year as interim director of DCH.
I think if anybody can step in during a time of transition, during a time of big decisions, it is someone who has served in the job before.
Some political insiders say Cook fell out of favor with the governor during the recent debate over renewing the hospital bed tax. The governor backed a final agreement which empowers DCH to levy the tax at an agreed-upon level. If DCH wants to raise the tax, it can, but the legislature can override the decision. Commissioner Cook reportedly didn't like that part and wanted DCH to have sole authority over the tax. Robinson, speaking for the governor, reiterated that the decision to leave DCH was Cook's alone.
If there was a disagreement, that is between the two of them, and it's not something that I'm going to discuss. We are parting, for the most part, on good terms, and we will continue to work with Commissioner Cook in his new capacity.
The governor's appointment of Clyde Reese is pending DCH board approval. It's expected to come this month. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.